Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 14th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Florida Appeals Court reverses mortgage foreclosure for lack of specific findings. A recent Florida Appeals Court ruling emphasizes that specific findings are required in mortgage foreclosure summary judgments. Lenders and foreclosure attorneys must provide detailed, record-based reasons for summary judgment to avoid costly delays, reversals, and remands in foreclosure proceedings. Failure to comply with this requirement can result in a one-way ticket back to the trial docket. In a recent case, Florida's 5th District Court of Appeal reversed a foreclosure judgment due to a lack of meaningful explanation for granting summary judgment. Since the 2021 rule overhaul, judges must state reasons for granting or denying a summary judgment motion. Trial counsel for banks and secured creditors should ensure a sufficient summary judgment record with specific findings to avoid potential delays and additional expenses in the foreclosure process. Author Andrew McBride, a partner at Adams & Reese, focuses on real estate transactions, construction litigation, foreclosure, and creditors' rights matters. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.